off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
If I can't get a Falcon in here trying to eat Sam's face off, I want Sam to do the jingle. One.
There are many.
Tom Plummer. You had to do that in high school football this year. I know they had a good time for you there. One Tom Plummer, the name is the number.
Get in touch. I love a good jingle.
You know, jingles are amazing, and they're fascinating to me. And when I hear one, Tom Plummer, I want to tell you about the drain cleaning, the reliable stuff, the septic tank stuff, all of the water heaters. They do a terrific job. You're going to love our great friends at One Tom Plumber. Charleston, Columbia, Greenville, Upstate South Carolina. If it goes bad, think about it. It's our great friends over at One Tom Plumber.
It works, too, because the other day I was talking to my dad. He's like, He's like, you were reading the ads the other day. He's like, what's the plumber whose name is his number or something? He's like, I recognize that. I'm like, that's One Tom Plumber.
One Tom
Plumber. The jingle's working.
That's right. That's exactly
It's getting
right.
People who have no idea who they are to hear it.
My friend Russ says, we did the falconry in Ireland. It was incredible. And he sends me this picture, and those are big birds, man. And that's beautiful to see it.
We got to get that bird in the studio.
We're working on it.
Get that bird in here.
We're certainly working on it for sure. All right. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Philpott, no Philpott today as well. Normally have three guests on Fridays, only one today in studio. And I thought we'd have, there was a chance we could get a Falcon. Not going to happen now, but Philpott has other duties this morning. So no Roy today. He says he'll be back with us next week. I thought I heard Roy on, ESPN has another guy who sounds like Roy now, and so I got to be careful on all of Roy's stuff. But we'll see. All right, here we go. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me tell you what we're talking about and what we're all about this morning. Obviously, last night's game was massive, and maybe the best of the games. And Ole Miss's 39-34 win over Georgia. We talked a lot about Oregon shutting down Texas Tech, a lot about Indiana destroying Alabama, and about Miami's very impressive physical win against Ohio State. We got you the Chad Morris, the latest with Chad Morris, and what that looks like. It looks like it's pretty close. Hadn't finalized all that as of yet, but looks like it's pretty close. We know that two defensive linemen, Stephion Green and Caden Story, take to the portal for Clemson. And now let me give you the full list here for the nine portal guys at Clemson. What is interesting here is that Keith Adams Jr. is one of the offensive players, that Josh Sapp, one of the offensive players. That's the only two offensive players so far. The other seven have been defense. Reserve linebacker D. Creighton. Reserve defensive back Shelton Lewis. Starting safety Khalil Barnes. Reserve linebacker Jamal Anderson, reserve safety Rob Billings, reserve defensive lineman Caden Story, and starting defensive lineman Stephion Green. So those nine guys now are off to the portal for Clemson. So far, the portal opens today. I think you'll see more. Sam, I don't think you'll see. I know you'll see more.
There's going to be more.
Yes.
Point blank.
Woods, Parker, Terrell, and Williams all off to the NFL a year early. From South Carolina standpoint, there's 18 guys who have entered the portal. Tight end Michael Smith, offensive lineman Nick Sharp, defensive lineman Xavier Hardy, wide receiver Amazon Littlejohn, linebacker Jerron Willis, kicker Peyton Argent, offensive lineman Mark Walters, offensive lineman Trovon Baugh, wide receiver Brian Rowe Jr., offensive lineman Kason Henry, quarterback Aaron Nolan, offensive lineman Tree Babalade, linebacker Tayshawn Austin, defensive tackle Chase Kibble, Defensive back, Miles Norwood. Offensive lineman, Rodney Newsome. Offensive lineman, Boaz Stanley. And wide receiver, Vandravius Jacobs, the 18 South Carolina guys in the portal.
That's a tough announcing loss. We still have Vakari Swain.
Yes.
Still got Vakari Swain's name getting announced during South Carolina game.
And there's still a chance of Vakari Swain could pick six, scoop and score, or punt return and score, where he could get touchdown Vakari Swain, touchdown Carolina. Are you kidding me?
Can we get it in the voice?
No.
Not this morning. We don't have it in the It's too early. It's the first day back off of a holiday.
It's too early.
We need a week load up for that.
One thing I will not do this morning is touchdown Vakari Swain! Touchdown Carolina! Are you kidding me? I will not do that this morning.
Madam Chair, Paswin.
I messed it up too. It's touchdown.
We had those the same day. I remember that. We had like three different announcing trolls the same day.
Once. Yes.
He can't hit the portal. We can't lose that.
No. You got to have Vakari Swain. Since there's no more Kenny McKinley.
Can South Carolina go get him another fun name? Can they get like Nitro Tuggle or something?
He's one of the guys that Sellers looked at there.
They'd have a fun time with that name down there.
How did he do at Purdue?
He dropped everything, but he's really talented. No. I think he's gonna be pretty good.
Couldn't catch it though, huh?
Gotta get open. Now you gotta catch it.
Yeah. Texter says Sophion Green doesn't make a lot of sense, but I guess that's where we are now. Hate this form of college football. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Texas A&M or whoever else is going to pay him a lot of money.
He's going to play on a good defense. He's going to make a ton of money to do it.
Yeah, his agent has been shopping him around for 2 years now and got a better deal than Clemson was offering. So what doesn't make sense? This is the agent world. And your agent has to go get better money for you. And that's what makes sense, is this is all about money.
Much of the portal doesn't make sense. Many of the players, the thousands of players, literally thousands by the end of this, that are in the portal don't make sense to be in the portal, but they're going to be.
Yep.
Green, I think, again, is the first big loss for Clemson. That I know Khalil Barnes started, but I'm fine with Khalil Barnes. I think that's a better parting of ways that it just had to happen. Green leaving is a bit of a bummer.
Well, let's see now. Let's see who they end up getting.
Yeah, absolutely. But Green had promise is kind of my point. He's going to be a good player, I think. He already kind of is.
Yeah. And just statistically, let me give you some of that, because we've not done – that's the one thing I've avoided today, Sam, or not avoided, just hadn't got to yet, is statistically what were these guys doing this past year. So – don't give me that one. Give me the other way of doing it. Oh, man. All right, defensively, Caden Story had five tackles. No, so, I'm sorry. Played in five games. Played in five games, had seven tackles, had half a sack on the season. Sophion Green had played in 10 games. He had 18 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and 2.5 sacks. Lewis left out early, but he did play a little bit early. And Shelton Lewis played in four games and had seven tackles on the season. Khalil Barnes obviously played a lot. He had 40 tackles, played in 10 games, 40 tackles. One tackle for loss, two pass breakups, and five quarterback hurries. So that's Green. Oh, Billings didn't do a whole lot here in this time here. Billings had played in 13 games, had three tackles this year. Anderson played in four games and had five tackles this year, two tackles for loss. On offense, Sapp leaving, and he had, I think I'm right by saying this. Oh, man. I hate the stats that I got in this thing.
About 150 yards, 11 catches, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I know he had 11 catches.
150 yards. Bear with me. Didn't score.
Yes. 11 for 100. Playing all 13 games, 11. That's right. And then the only other offensive player was Keith Adams Jr., and he had played in 11 games, had 14 carries for 71 yards.
I thought it was interesting that Keith Adams straight up tweeted after hitting the portal, here's my film. I was not used right at my previous school. You don't see guys just go out and drop that point blank very often.
But here's the reason that he wasn't used very well. Because he wasn't very good. And because that he basically, Clemson shouldn't have taken him to begin with. I'm sorry. He's not a good enough back to play here at Clemson. He's not talented enough. Runs hard, but not athletic enough. Can't make enough guys miss. And wasn't a very good, I mean, wasn't a great football player by any stretch. And if you got to rely on Keith Adams Jr. to be a running back, you're in trouble.
I think he can find a pretty solid role at the group of five level and have some success.
Yeah, that's what he is. But that's, it wasn't used right because you shouldn't have a group of five guy up here getting a lot of carries at Clemson's level.
I think that's what Josh Sapp is as well. I think Josh Sapp will have a very good, if he goes group of five, I think
like
he'd
Josh
be a
Sapp.
Very good
I think Sapp's
there.
Athletic. I think he blocks better than people realize. I think he did a good job here. He graduated, and he wants to play more and move on, and I totally agree with all
it
that.
It feels like pretty much everyone who's at the portal other than Green for sure and Khalil Barnes is a group of five caliber guy.
All right, let me just put it this way. I did a thing before the portal started. Where I underlined a guy on my depth chart that I wanted to leave to make room. Sapp was not underlined. Green was not underlined. And Barnes was not underlined. The other six I had underlined. They needed D. Creighton to leave. They needed Anderson to leave. They needed Lewis and to leave. They needed Adams and Billings to leave. Sam, right now, I have one running back underlined, one defensive end underlined, one linebacker underlined, and 7 defensive backs underlined still. So, and what the underline meant to me was, hey, thin the herd. I should have used that as my thin the herd line rather than underline. So 6 of the 9 so far were thin the herd lines. For South Carolina, let me ask you, Sam, I'll read the list again. Tell me, or I can say this, Michael Smith, they didn't want to leave. Trayvon Ball, they didn't want to leave. Rowe, they didn't want to leave. Casey Henry, they didn't want to leave. They said they encouraged that. Babale, they didn't want to leave. And Jacobs, they didn't want to leave. The other 11, they wanted to leave. So you got, unfortunately now in college football, you have to thin the herd. If you don't thin the herd, then you're in trouble. And you've got to find a way to make sure that that those things – you got to make room, and you got to have because you got to go get better football player. Development is one thing, but once you realize a guy is not that level of a player for you, Billings is a great example of it. Good kid, great stuff, but he's not going to play here. So you need that scholarship, and not a scholarship. You need that room, and now you go out. And so, if anything, with 9 guys leaving so far, and those aren't the only ones. Again, I think you'll see maybe 5 or 6 or 7 more guys leave.
I'd venture to guess there will be 1 or 2 in there that had significant playing time this year, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of guys still to announce that they hadn't announced yet. Or maybe I might not make a decision yet that they're going to announce here the next, before Monday when we come on here.
And on the South Carolina thing, because you mentioned their portal losses in the same sense, something that Carolina has is, regardless of how you feel about their core players, which are, inarguably, for next year, Lenora Sellers, Dylan Stewart, and even though he's not great, but he's raw, but he's got potential. Nick Harbor is a core player for them going into next year. They do have...
You got to pay, man. You got to pay those guys. Yes, and everybody else are Jags.
And they know that they have those guys retained, whereas Clemson doesn't really know what their quarterback room is yet, even if Dabo says they're not going to get one. Even so, they don't know for sure. You're not 1,000,000% sure all your receivers are coming back. You have Will Helt back. That's a core guy.
Yeah.
But they do have their 3 arguably best players going into next season locked up, so they know exactly how much money they have elsewhere to spend on other things because they need a lot.
And Woods, Parker, Klubnik, and Williams coming off the books, and Clemson has more money to spend this year than last year anyway. Yeah. So,
and they need to spend all of it.
Yeah, but you don't need to spend it on guys like, to me, a starting quarterback in college football, a starting quarterback in the ACC should be a $2 million a year guy. But if Vecina's your starter, you don't have to spend $2 million on him because nobody's going to give him $2 million, right? So he's not even a $1 million guy, right? Like, you got to evaluate him and go – first, you got to get a portal quarterback. If you don't, you got to take that money, you got to spend it wisely on 2 starting offensive linemen. Instead of giving him $2 million, you give him $1 million, and you take $500,000 each, and you go get 2 starting offensive linemen, right? if you're not going to get him, you go get, you know what, take the three you're going to spend on a starting quarterback and go get Cam Coleman, even though Cam Coleman's not coming if he sends a quarterback.
Wouldn't that be fun, though? Could you imagine
he visited here as an underclassman guy.
Hey, we're going to give up 50, but Wesco, we're throwing to Cam Coleman, Bryant Wesco, and DJ Moore.
Yeah, hey, man.
Air it out.
Yeah. With that said, though, the other thing that has to change here is that Clemson's got to start recruiting better. They've got to start getting players, a lot more players. Jed said, have you guys talked about the big Clemson basketball win at Syracuse on Wednesday? Gritty win? No, we hadn't talked enough about it. Actually, we've mentioned it a couple times. We hadn't got into it more. Good win. Really good win. I don't think Syracuse is very good, but to go on the road and win like that, that's a nice road win for you. Now you got Pittsburgh coming up this weekend and on the road, and that's another one. You got to go get it. You got to put those games in the bank. That's one of those things, Sam, I think I can say it correctly about the Clemson basketball win. It's not a great win, but had you had lost on the road, and it could have easily lost on the road, it'd be a bad loss on the road.
That building's a house of horrors. Right. I mean, and just getting a win is big in that game. I think back to 3 years ago when they missed the tournament with, 22, 23 wins?
Yeah.
They missed the tournament because they went to Louisville, who won four games and lost. They lost neutral site to Loyola. Yeah. They lost another bad game on the road. It might have been South Carolina that year. I can't remember if that was home or away, but they lost a couple bad games that season that they couldn't have lost. And you look back and you say, we missed the tournament with 22, 23 losses in the ACC. That never happens. You did that because you lost to awful teams.
Yes.
Syracuse isn't an awful team. They're a lot better than they have been the last couple of years. Still, to go on the road and get that win in an improved ACC helps you quite a bit. That's the kind of win that they're starting to more consistently put on their resume, that you can't look at it in March and say, oh, well, if they could have gotten that one, they'd be in the tournament. They're handling their business now.
A texter just sent this in, and this is depressing to me. Iowa State only has 17 scholarship players left because of the portal.
Yeah, that's – I don't know how – they hired Jimmy Rogers, right, from Washington State. I don't know how he puts that together and puts a feasible team out there next year, a good, competent football team. I don't know how he's going to do it.
Iowa State is losing – I'm looking at it now. In the portal right now, there's 37 players that are leaving Iowa State this year, including their best players. The tight end who's going to Penn State. Rocco Beckner's going to Penn State. But 37 got, and then you got the guys, the graduating class, probably 20 of those. You got 17 scholarship players right now at Iowa State.
Yeah,
how do you?
I did chuckle, even though it's irrelevant because we all know what's happening. I did chuckle when the Rocco Beck just visiting Penn State tomorrow tweet came out at 12:01 a.m. last night.
So,
thanks for the information.
I was talking to an Olympic sport coach the other day, and talking about the portal. And I said, "Can y'all get into the portal more?" He said, "Yeah." Here's the thing, though. He goes, "We have athletes in our sport that will go into the portal, and 3 minutes later, they're committed to another school. Like, obviously, there's been tampering going on there, right? Like, your people are already talking, but like, we don't even get chances at it. In our sport, most of the time, it happens where you get 5 minutes, but the 5 minutes are already up because they already know where they're going in advance.
It's the same thing as like when the NFL opens free agency in March, and there's those 3 days of moratorium, and the same in NBA when at 12:01, the day of the NBA free agency opening, Andrew Wiggins has signed a 4-year contract with somebody already.
Right.
How do you think that's like, come on?
That's exactly right. All right, short break. We'll come back. Open phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Much more coming back after this.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary Beef on Weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176 or visit cantyconfixit.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I know how they feel there. I got clowns to the left of me. I got jerkers to the right. Stuck in the middle. Let me tell you about All Dry, your local water and mold experts. I love this guy. I love this team. A rapid response team, by the way, local team. Love the fact that in case things do go wrong with any kind of water, home, commercial, kind of real estate you have going on, any of your real estate agents going on, any of your property management people got it. Look, talk to Stan. Talk to Justin. These are good folks. I've not had a chance to have lunch with these guys yet, but I will and will soon. I mean, I had one, but I hadn't had one in recent weeks. I thought we might do it over the holidays. Got to do that again soon. This is not an 800 number. When you call 864-863-1234, you're going to get the experienced local team right here. They're going to put this thing to bed. Only five-star reviews. Complete mold inspection, removal, prevention services, licensed, bonded, insured. Honesty, integrity. I'm going to tell you, I know these guys. I know who they are. You will love dealing with these great friends of ours. They don't use third-party contractors. They don't use, sub anything out. Everything is taken care of. Free on-site estimates and assessments. So when it comes to water removal, using commercial-grade equipment, these guys, they got the best equipment, the best people, and they'll take care of you. You want to wait. Call them if you ever see any kind of, if you suspect any kind of damage. Your local and water and mold experts, All Dry, All Dry, All Dry. Goodbye and see my good friends at myalldry.com. 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. And as a matter of fact, I just get a text saying lunch today with Justin. Maybe. I'd like to. I got to take care of some things around the house, but Drake and I might come out and do that. Here's an interesting text question, Sam. Mickey, do you have any thoughts about Paul Strelo reporting this morning that Clemson could get 7 to 9 new starters through the portal. Well,
good.
Where could those come from, Sam? I think you could see, well, 3 in the secondary right off the bat. A new defensive tackle starting, maybe new defensive end starting, maybe 2 offensive linemen starting, maybe a quarterback starting. I don't think you're in for RB1 or wide receiver 1 unless Moore leaves. I think Wesco's coming back. Brown and Moore hadn't been finalized yet. And that's another thing where we are right now. Clemson, like every other team out there, is negotiating with their players and their players' agents to retain. I think that one thing that is very clear is that you do get a little hometown discount, a little bit, in that the conventional wisdom is that it's easier to retain than it is to go out and get new guys. So you'd rather have TJ Moore than going out and spending and getting another wide receiver 1 or 2. If he's healthy, by the way, Sam, West Coast WR1 or is Moore WR1 for you?
Either of them. Okay. Honestly, either or. I think it's 1A, 1B. Doesn't matter who.
So, let's say TJ Moore, let's say, is asking for $1 million. Would you rather have TJ Moore than $1 million or 2 $500,000 receivers? Man. I mean, these are things that Jordan Soros and Kevin Kelly and Dabo Sweeney and Tyler Grisham, these are things that are decisions that are going on right now. This is the NFL, man.
I think TJ Moore's really, really, really good at football, and they need to do everything humanly possible to keep him on the team no matter what that costs.
The good news is that if for some reason you don't, and I'm not saying you go and get a Cam Coleman, he's going to cost you a couple of $1 million. But DeAndre Moore's available. You could trade a Moore for a Moore from Texas. You could go get Reed Harris, a really good wide receiver, big 6'5 guy out of Boston College. Daryl Gill, 4-star guy, big 6'3 wide receiver out of Syracuse. You know that Nick Marsh out of Michigan State, maybe you bring him and his quarterback down? Maybe.
They yelled at each other a lot this year. I don't know. I can remember a specific game where Childs got banged up and they had to put the backup him, and Nick Marsh is yelling at him on the side.
My point.
So maybe not.
I'm not saying Eugene Wilson from Florida would come. I don't know that. What I'm saying is that there's a ton of wide receivers in the wide receiver room, on wide receiver portal that, you know what, if you don't go get it, you go get a couple more guys and you go get two guys to make up for the one there.
But like Nick Marsh, you think he's getting 500K? I think he's getting more than that.
Oh, yeah, more than that.
I don't think you have the option to bring in.
No, those are top-end guys. Those are million-dollar guys. You got to spend $1 million anyway, right? But this is what the NFL is right now. This is where we're at. 654 Roar. Steven is in Raleigh, North Carolina on a Friday. Good morning, Steven. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Hey, so is today like the opposite of signing day? Is this where they fax in their transfer letters?
Yeah. And another thing, while fans were shocked about Stephion Green, the staff was not shocked. Like, they've been negotiating with him. And there was a point in time, like a drop dead in there of, all right, well, my agent has me a secured deal, and let's use Texas A&M, because that's been thrown out there, for $1 million. And what Clemson has to decide is, I think last year Green got about $700,000 maybe. And so you got to decide,
right?
Do we think that you're worth $1 million, and not just
or not
or yeah. not or not just that is like, okay, if not, then who are you going to go get? Like, can you take the $800,000 and go get Jaheim Otis? I'm looking right now from Colorado.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, here's I think the dilemma that Clemson is in, and I think they can overcome it to a degree. Is if you, and I'm not saying they can compete with Georgia and Ohio State and Alabama and some of those schools in money with money, but here's the difference. Clemson has to file in Green. They did. They don't now. The problem is some of these upper echelon teams is they have 4. Stephion Greens.
Yes.
They've got a Stephion Green waiting behind the Stephion Green, right?
Right.
And
you don't.
Clemson's, that's right. With Clemson's depth, it's a dramatic drop-off. As soon as the starters go out and the backups come in, it's an incredibly steep drop-off. And that's where the difference is with Clemson and some of these other teams, even with some of the ACC teams. You look at Miami and how they've built their roster, and I know they're kind of they're a big name, right? You got Keyshawn Stancil up here from Clayton. He decommitted from Clemson. Now he's going to Miami. He's just going to add to that quality depth.
Yeah.
You got to have depth. You got to have two or three Stephon Greens.
Yeah, because if you think about it, at Clemson right now, Amari Adams is going to be a good player. I think Burley, if Burley can get in shape, Burley's going to be a good player. Stay healthy, he's going to be a good player. I don't trust Shuler yet getting in shape. I don't trust Thompson yet getting in shape. Too early to tell on Williams-Lee. But you've got to go get two defensive tackles now because you don't have that depth. This is when you lose Peter Woods and you lose Stephon Green, those are your two starting defensive tackles. You've got to go replace that because Adams and Burley and Thompson and Shuler, that was your depth before. Now you don't have that. Green, that was your depth.
That's right. So I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing. Because it's not always bad to turn your roster over a little bit, especially in the secondary where they were just flat out awful. I do think, Mickey, that Gideon Davison, I think, is going to be a good running back, but is that it? Is he the only one? Go out and get some depth.
Yeah, I think they made a mistake by not getting more depth. Is Amume, is he coming back? Is Haynes going to be healthy? Is Green going to be healthy? Yeah, I think you definitely have to have more depth at running back. I think you need five running backs. You didn't recruit one this year because you couldn't go out and sign one. And so you've not done a good job in recruiting there. So you got to go out and get
players. No. It'll be interesting to see. And I said it on Walk Show earlier in the week. You know, this whole transfer portal thing can be used to your advantage. And you don't have to look any further than the basketball coach on your own campus and what he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone to back-to-back NCAA tournaments. It looks like he's going to be going again. It looks like they have the talent, and he flipped his entire roster to do it.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't do it with superstars, by the way. He's got a bunch of really good players. He's got a bunch of four-star kind of players. There's no like NBA guys out there. There's a bunch of really good football players. I mean, good basketball players, though.
Yeah. And so we'll see. I don't think this whole – I think like Paul Strelo or whoever, Larry Williams from Tiger Illustrated, said that we don't just need eight or nine new starters. I mean, you could look at that just on the defensive side of the ball. It would be okay to have eight or nine defensive brand new starters on the defense.
Not just that.
Not including the offense.
Not just that, but depth-wise. I mean, if you look at it right now, like I would feel comfortable going in next year with Sammy Brown and Kobe McLeod and Alexander. Jeremiah Alexander is kind of my starters. I'd feel okay with that. I got to have depth, man. I don't have any depth. So I've got to go sign some guys, and I'm not going to go give the guys, $500,000 at linebacker. But I'm going to go. I got to go sign two or three depth guys at linebacker because I got to have guys play special teams too.
Well, speaking of players, Josh Sapp and Keith Adams Jr. and like you said, these are G5 players. They are, and they. I think they were on scholarship. Keith Adams, was he on scholarship?
Yes.
Keith Adams Jr., was he on scholarship?
Yeah, both those guys were scholarship guys. And Sapp graduated, so that's good. He wants to go play some, and he should. But in the end, Betancourt is going to be better. I think Brooklyn's going to be better, and we'll see if Olsen Pat Henry comes back or not. There's some talk about Henry.
Yeah, they have better tight ends than Josh Sapp on that roster.
Yeah. Don't be surprised, by the way. I keep hearing that Olsen Pat Henry might be one that's kind of looking for more playing time, too. So don't be surprised if you see him out.
Yep. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Steve.
Have
appreciate
a great
the
weekend.
Phone call. So, Sam, you don't – Olsen Pat Henry's a guy that you don't go overspend for because you got Betancourt and you've got Brooking.
I think that's a room where, yes, they're in a fine spot.
Yeah.
I would like to keep him because he's a very good two-way tight end. He gives you a lot in both ways. But
and think about this. The Wilson kid coming in as more of a receiving guy. You got to have bodies at tight end.
I think they could bring in a good blocking tight end in the portal if he were to hit the portal. Somebody like – I look at Kasmerick at Ohio State.
Yes.
Their goal where I think he's flat out better than Max Clair, but their goal was to have him as an outstanding blocking tight end who could also do a little bit on the pass catching side, which he did this year. Outstanding blocking tight end, will be a very successful NFL player. And then Clair as the X tight end kind of option guy.
But I want to run some 12 personnel.
Absolutely.
And if you only got three on scholarship, let's say Osa Pat Henry takes off, and you only got Betancourt and Brooking, and you got, I mean, Wilson's not going to be ready. If you want to run 12 personnel, you got to stay healthy. Or, you know, Georgia's running 13 personnel last night, one running back, three tight ends. But I want those big blocking athletic tight ends.
Tight end is a position that takes a long time to learn at both the college and professional level. A ton of responsibility for Benson Core next year if Pat Henry
would. Could you do this? If also Pat Henry left, could you move Dixon back over to tight end? Remember, defensive end that hadn't played a whole lot of defensive end. He moved him over there this year. Hadn't worked so far, right?
We've had up and down at position changing on the roster the last couple of years. So
but here's the thing, too. You can go get – I mean, there's tons of tight ends out there.
You can find a good blocking tight end in the portal if you need to.
You can find two good blocking tight ends and not spend $300,000 on them.
Yeah, that shouldn't cost you a ton of money unless you're looking for one who also has a little bit of route running ability.
The last point, and Bill and Anderson, hang on, I'm going to get to you in this final segment because I'm running out of time here, and I'm going to give you all the time you need here. The last thing here, Sam, is I still want to know what these guys are making. Like, personally, I want to know what was Clemson offering Stephion Green and Khalil Barnes, and what will they end up get? I think that's fair. Nobody else is going to fight for that. I'm going to fight for that. Can I fight for one other thing while we got a couple of seconds?
Sure.
Can I fight for college football adopting the NFL's rules when it comes to defensive backs and wide receivers in contact? Sam, am I wrong? You watch more NFL football than I ever thought about watching. In the NFL, the defensive backs don't touch the wide receivers running down the field.
You can't do much. It's the hardest position to play in the sport other than quarterback.
In college football, they're mugging each other. Offense, too. Both those guys have hands all over each other, and they're both mugging each other, and that's why you don't see it, because the offensive guy's pushing off as much as the defensive guy's pushing off and holding. Am I right by saying that the NFL game is so much better because – it's more offense involved right now because they take the hands away from the defensive backs and get them off them?
One of the things that personally drives me nuts, and I know there's no way to fix this because you can't have a cornerback mugging a wide receiver. It's not fair. Is you saw it last night with Ole Miss and Georgia. You had three straight plays where Gunnar Stockton just kind of threw the ball up. Yeah. And it's so, so hard to not commit some sort of penalty on a go ball. It's so hard to not commit a penalty on a ball up the seam where you're trying to guard 40 yards down the field. It's Fax and I always used to joke about it. It's the Carson Wentz special where you can underthrow a deep ball by 5 yards. The guy has to come back to it. The corner has no chance to turn around in time, and then they're going to get a flag on a ball that wasn't really catchable. It's so difficult to defend for these corners and defensive backs these days, which is why you see so many guys over the middle of the field getting open. It's just, I don't know how to fix that. I really don't. I think we have plenty of defensive back penalties and contact in college anyway that I don't know really what the solution is. I can get what you're saying, want to see it a little bit more closely officiated the way it does in the NFL, but we saw three straight defensive hold and PI calls in the fourth quarter on that last drive for Georgia.
I'll tell you this too, like the targeting stuff and not kicking guys out of games and having to miss the next game and all that, the NFL has that right too. The NFL has so much better rules, so many more rules that are so much better than the college game. Fair?
Yes, and the texter also points out they allow that sometimes, and sometimes they don't. They're very inconsistent with how many games or how many times you can be pushy and shovey down the field. Trent McDuffie for the Chiefs might get away with grabbing somebody more so than random bum nickel cornerback for the Jets may get away with.
Like, yeah, but for the
most
part,
certain guys officiated differently.
Yes, yes. For the most part, though, it's you'll see defensive holding. Got to get your hands off of them, man. You got to get your hands off of them. All right, short break. We'll come back. Bill and Anderson, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you. Much more after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Jimmy John's just changed the game. Introducing the Chicken Bacon Ranch, now toasted. Picture this: juicy chicken, crispy bacon, and melty cheese, all drizzled in our rich homestyle ranch, sandwiched between perfectly toasted fresh baked bread. Crunchy, creamy, absolutely irresistible. One bite and you'll taste the difference. Warm, melty perfection that takes flavor to the next level. The Chicken Bacon Ranch, now hot, toasty, and calling your name. Get yours today, only at Jimmy John's.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements, as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with an April Air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like, an official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate, answer a few questions about your car's history, and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first show of the year. Bill's been hanging on forever, and Anderson. Bill, thanks for your patience, man. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Good.
You know, if I were a betting man, betting against the with the spread this weekend, I'd have lost all four of those quarterfinal games.
I'm trying to think who we picked. Let me look up, because I got that Sam on who we picked. I picked Georgia. I know I lost that one. I did pick Miami.
I mean, the spreads weren't as big as the Alabama game or the Oregon game.
I went 2-2, Bill.
I went two and two as well.
I picked Texas Tech on a loser. I picked Georgia on a loser, but I got Indiana and I got Miami.
I got the same two as you.
Yeah. I know, but what was the point spread? Was the point spread 30-some points?
Oh, no.
I say, betting against the points, there's no way I'd have won a game.
Yeah. Coming out of it, I think it's very clear, as I said going in, and I'll maintain now, Indiana's the best football team in the country.
Well, that's never not the reason I called, but.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What I wanted to see your opinion on, I think Clemson has one built-in disadvantage in going to the portal. The rules say you can't talk to anybody before they're in the portal. Is that correct?
You can't talk to the player, but every player has an agent, and every agent is reaching out to schools all across the country to gauge interest and to see the level of interest with the dollar amount. So the agents, you can talk to an agent, but you can't talk to the player.
Okay, well, what I was wondering, if the rule says you couldn't talk to him, Dabo Swinney is not going to be breaking the rules. I mean, he's been complaining about tampering anyway, so yeah. I don't think Dabo Swinney's gonna tamper. And if he waits till a player hits the thing, half the time they've already got their mind made up where they're going anyway, so that, you know, Clemson wouldn't even have a chance to talk to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, and everybody, I saw where James Franklin said the other day, says that Virginia Tech, we will not tamper. But all those guys are talking to agents and getting a good idea. Now, the other thing you got to play is it's a poker game because the agents aren't being honest either. The agents are telling inflated numbers to schools. And so for your current players and for guys you're looking at, and you can understand this, Bill, that you might have a $500,000 offer for your player, but when you from another school, but you're going to go back to your current school and say, hey, man, I got a $750,000 offer. and you know, knowing that it's only $500,000. Because it's so unwritten deal in there. Like, nobody really truly knows. I would do that. I'd make all the bids on players, too, public. Here's what these teams are paying rather than, like, let's just make all that come out, right? Let's just see how that works. But it won't happen that way. But, no, this is a big leverage and a big poker game. And seeing who has all the leverage is going to be the winners here.
But you don't think Clemson's at a disadvantage because of non-tampering?
No, because Clemson's talking to agents.
Okay.
So, that technically, well, they're not tampering. But technically, nobody's tampering because they're all talking. The agents are making those contacts. So, no.
Well, I just don't like this whole system, period.
Oh, I don't either. Nobody. Nobody likes it. Nobody, except the current players like it. But nobody else likes it.
I mean, it used to be, if you followed the team, you knew what to anticipate each year. And now
you don't know.
I mean, it's like I've been saying for basketball, you don't build a program, you build a team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you see, I mean, you got teams out there with 30-something guys in the portal. Appreciate the phone call, Bill. Yeah, you build teams. And you can be good one year, bad the next, good one year, bad the next. And who knows? I mean, don't forget, too. Look, I like an awful lot of players that LSU signed last year. LSU in the portal last year was a number one portal team. Sam Jones. They were 7-5. Like, it doesn't. Because you win portal day, same thing in the NFL, because you win free agent day, and man, we got these big splashes, and we'll go out and sell a bunch of tickets now. That doesn't mean you're going to win on the field. You got to get the right guys, and you got to identify the right guys. This is where, see, the portal itself, Sam, when you if it's still the way it was when I saw it 2 years ago, the players up there, when you enter it, and you can have a contact or non-contact deal. If you have a non-contact deal, it means you already got a deal worked out with somebody else.
Isaac Brown entered from Louisville with a non-contact.
It means he's going to Miami.
One would think, yeah.
Right. He's from Miami.
Many Miami transfers do enter with non-contact.
Yeah, so Miami's his agent has called Miami and said, what do you give for Isaac Brown? And they said, we'll give you $1 million. And so he goes back to – his agent goes back to Louisville and goes, hey, we've got an offer from a school out there for 1.5, which is not true. Can he match it? And they're going to say, no, we're not going to match it. So he goes in the portal and do not contact because he knows he's going to Miami for $1 million.
I mean, listen, Louisville's got some needs. Is it really that big of a deal for him? He's a great player.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine with Kawan Brown. I mean, they're going to be okay. They don't need him necessarily. They didn't have him for a lot of the year this year.
Right.
Brown ran for 700 yards, 6 touchdowns, put a couple of our players in the dirt.
Yeah.
One specifically.
Yeah, put Khalil Barnes, ran right over him.
Twice.
Got his tag number when he ran over him. Orange Bill gets in when we start hearing about portal signings.
Today.
Some guys already committed because they know where they're going.
Cutter Bowley's going to Arizona State, apparently. Yeah. I mean, he got crystal balled there. If someone's getting crystal balled in the portal, they're probably going.
Yeah. With that said, you'll start to see official visits this weekend. Guys start to take official visits. And unlike other times out there, when you take official visits, usually you want the first one because you want to get these deals done. And let's not forget, school starting at a lot of places in the next 7 to 10 days.
Compared to last year, with this being a 1-2 week window thing, this is going to be a ridiculously hectic 2 weeks. Like, I don't envy like Strelo or Larry Williams or like Grayson Mann. Good luck to all y'all. Like, this is going to be a fun 2 weeks.
Well,
there's going to be news all day long.
And again, you got to be careful. It's a very good point, Sam, but you got to be careful in that. Who you're being linked to is not necessarily who you're linked to, because this is all about now a lot of the reporters will have inside information from inside programs of knowing what players that they like and going after and visiting and all that. If a guy's visiting, you're very serious about him. With that said, a lot of agents will put schools out there to make him or her more attractive, not her, make him more attractive to the other schools that might be willing to jump in.
That's why I said it was very interesting that Clemson was linked with Aiden Giles publicly.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I believe necessarily that they're fully in on Aiden Giles. Like last year we saw, now if Aiden Giles comes in on a visit this week, okay, start to run the wheels, but Clemson signed three guys in the portal last year, correct? And the only one that kind of came out of nowhere was Tristan Smith.
Yeah.
Helt visited.
Yeah.
It was publicly known. Alexander visited, publicly known. So if they visit, you got a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
Until you see them visiting and you see visits scheduled, I don't know how much you can really put stock into it.
On the Childs thing, I would say with Garrett Riley here, no way, because Dabo was in control of that, and Dabo said we're not taking a portal quarterback. What I've been told. And with Garrett, I mean, with Chad Morris, maybe Chad Morris says, I was here, I've seen it, I know it. I was here 2 years ago, I know what Vezina is, and we got to go get a quarterback. So maybe that's the advantage of the coordinator hire. That you might have a way to. I'll tell you this. Chad Morris, I have mixed emotions about coming in. If you go get a decent quarterback in the portal to compete with Vecina, then that's a win for Clemson this year. You'd rather have Morris with a portal quarterback competing with Vecina than you'd have Riley with just Vecina.
I've said it a lot of times, and you've said the same thing. If they go out and they get a new offensive coordinator, they get a new quarterback in the portal, and they at least, and then they have a disappointing year on the field, at least you can say, well, we tried what everybody wanted us to do. I mean, you can say that and say, well, we did what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
The process was sound. Safety the net. Results were not.
Yeah, safety net is what that is. Texas said, any thoughts about Carson Beck's comments about working football facility from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m.? People are scratching their heads like athletes haven't been full-time athletes for nearly a decade and a half. These guys are still going to class. Now, Beck might not be, but I know this. I know that at Clemson that they've got a person that goes around and checks and makes sure that everybody's in class when they're supposed to be in class. Not like it used to be. It's not, you know, in the old days, Sam, if you didn't have satisfactory progress towards a degree was the phrase, then you didn't play. And you had to pass so many hours in the spring, so many hours in the fall. Yeah, all that's behind. But at this point in time, it's, you know.
I mean, I'm not a perfect source for it because I can't speak for every player on the team, but Faxon will probably echo this statement because we're the same age in 20 minutes if you asked him. When we were in school 2 years ago, every football player that was in our class, because we had a ton of them in multiple classes, they were in class every day if they didn't have a game that weekend.
Yeah.
So these dudes are going to class at least at Clemson.
So you disagree with what Texas said for the last decade and a half, they have been full-time athletes.
I think they are full-time athletes, but they also still have to go to class here, especially with how much we talk about graduation rates and all that.
Yeah.
It's still a pillar here for sure.
Yeah. I would say this too, Sam. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. If you show up and you got a bunch of football players in your class, probably pretty good that odds are that professor might be one of the ones you'd want to have, right? Like the class a little bit easier if you got a bunch of football players in there with you.
I had some easy ones with football players, some hard ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
But they were there. I mean, they were there, the ones that I had with players. So.
Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 2923-001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Did we get, by the way, I know Brad. Brad's already texted me this morning. They're going to have a big 26. It's going to be the best year they've ever had there. See if they can help you out.
Facts and texted in, as we talked about it, the class checkers are legitimate, and there is a punishment structure for all sports if you miss class as a student athlete. Yeah.
Yep.
They were in class.
Yep. You got to do your time there. You got to do that for sure. Did we get a report? Did Georgia practice last night when they got home or not? Or when they come home or not? Because Kirby, can you ask if they want to practice? Yeah, y'all want to practice? Well, maybe need to practice. Maybe need to practice your fourth down stuff. So we'll see. Tennessee Tiger, I got a minute, man. Go right ahead. How you doing?
Yeah, no, good. Happy New Year, y'all. You said you had a good source on Chad Morris coming. Now, his last coaching, he coached at Arkansas, and then after that, He was an assistant coach.
Yes.
He got me offensive coordinator.
Yes. Yep.
And that was where?
Oh, since he was at Arkansas? All right, let me give you this quickly here.
I forgot.
Yeah. 1 year
but
at
you know,
Auburn.
When he was at –
He was at Auburn. He was at he went to Allen High School back in Texas, South Florida as an analyst, Clemson as an analyst, and then Texas State as a wide receiver and passing game coordinator for a year.
Texas State. Well, now, when he was at Clemson, you know, and it was opening, was it? I forgot what school, and then you know he had an interest, but he had always. I mean, it was reported that you know he always was going to wait for was it the Texas A&M job that he wanted, or was it? It wasn't Texas.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one it was.
Yeah, it was one of the big schools in Texas. Yeah. So, anyway, and on the targeting last night with the Georgia player, I think it was targeting. And also when the Georgia quarterback threw the pass out to the left sideline and he got –
Oh, man, he got destroyed.
He got hammered. That
he
was
got hammered. He got up and scored the next play. I'll tell you, man, got a lot of respect for him to get up from that one. Hey, man, got to run. Appreciate the phone call. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minutes, Joe. What do you have for me over there?
Good win for Clemson basketball last night against Syracuse. Was that last night or 2 nights
two
ago? I can't remember.
Two nights ago?
Yeah, everything's running together with the holidays. Good win. Carrier Dome has been hell on earth for a lot of teams for a lot of years. Always good to get a win in that game. That's about all I got. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for calling in today.
Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Love to help you out. Anything you want in Clemson, any real estate you need in Clemson, he'll take care of you. EricNewton.com. So get in touch with him here in 2026. Let him build a house. Let him renovate homes or renovate your office buildings for you or anything you need as far as buying, selling, or renting. They'll do a great job for you. Maybe managing your properties. EricNewton.com. My 2 minute drill. Sam, did this feel like a Monday show? Because he had 2 days off before.
It feels like a Monday after a game day.
Yeah. Now, you'll be with me on Wednesday. When we meet again, friend, we're going to have an awful lot.
Who's going to be on the team? We don't know.
I know. It's going to be crazy. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild day for sure with more guys at all over the place for that. Let me thank Jinx Patrick from ReedyLandCo.com stopping by. Sam, great job. Up next, two of my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful weekend. Most importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.